This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is William Cadwallader. His website is StopDirtyElectricity.com. He is a certified electromagnetic radiation specialist and the author of Exposed, The Electronic Sickening of America and How to Protect Yourself, which includes dangers 5G and smart meters. And I was just reading in chapter 4 about Google and, yeah, they know what we're doing. They know about our personal data, email, passwords, search history. And he says, we don't need you to type at all because we know where you are with your permission. We know where you've been with your permission. We can more or less guess what you're thinking about. Oh, gosh. Okay.
And they refer to that as the creepy line. Creepy. We go all the way up to the creepy line.
Yes. Amazing. Okay, we do have a caller from Texas. Let's take John. John, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Dan. Hi, Bill. I appreciate y'all's work.
Hi. Sure.
Yeah, I have a question. I have a cell phone. And the only thing I use it for is to listen to RBN. And I've always known about the EMF problem, but I've always wondered about Bluetooth. I have a question for Bill. I have a I'm hard of hearing, and I have hearing aids. That are connected to a Bluetooth connector that connects my cell phone to my hearing aids. Bill, what's your opinion on that? And should I wear a pendant or something like that to take care of that?
No, a pendant wouldn't help the radiation coming off those. So remember, when I go out, I have a good, better, and best solution. The best solution is go in and disable, have the manufacturer where you bought it disable the Bluetooth. Because every 6 to 30 seconds, even though you're not making a call, it sends out radiation right to both ears. And, it's a real problem with modern hearing aids. They have that Bluetooth connection. And I've measured them with my meters, and similar to the mouse, you know, it's in the tens of thousands, if not over 100,000. And it's just really not good. And the other thing, if you say, there's no way I can do it, so you limit the time you use your hearing aids, you know, and then what you do is you make sure you turn them off. Is there not an off switch on them?
You have to open the battery compartment and turn them off.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of those type of things, because if you don't turn those off, even though you're not in your ear directly, they'll still be broadcasting. So again, first, the best solution is go back to where you bought them and try to have the Bluetooth completely turned off or disabled. Another choice, and again, hearing aids are very expensive. Another idea would to buy a hearing aid, if they can't do that, that has no Bluetooth in it. And again, that is not Bluetooth enabled. It has no Bluetooth.
Okay.
Because the Bluetooth is just going off all the time.
Okay. All right, Bill, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. That was my question.
I wish I had a better solution for you.
Thank you, John. But that seems like
you too, Deanna.
A good solution. Thank you, John. Okay, we have Sebastian in Sweden. Sebastian?
Yes, hello. I would like to ask a question about the 5G. Now, I haven't heard anything about 5G being, they're going to put it out in Sweden. I don't know if maybe your guest has any information on that, but as far as I know, like, right now, I think Sweden is one of the countries in the world that are taking out fiber. Like, I live in the country in the middle of nowhere, and I have a fiber optic cable to the house. So that would eliminate my need for 5G down here as far as, you know, surfing on the Internet and all that. And another thing I'd like to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, go ahead.
5G is normally related to wireless communication. And just to let you know, they've developed a lot of infrastructure for 5G, like newer antennas and things. But that infrastructure, currently they're pumping 4G signals through that. And the G just stands for generation. So where I live in Las Vegas, I notice 5G antennas, the infrastructure, 5G, what they developed. But currently they're pumping 4G through those antennas. Eventually, they'll put 5G through it, and in some places, they're doing that. But normally, when they talk about 5G, it's normally wireless communications.
Okay. And another question I'd like to ask. I live right behind a huge, these wind generators, right? Park.
Yes.
Right behind the house, but it's maybe 300 meters away. Do they put off any radiation as far as RF or anything, you know, they produce electricity? Actually, Google owns them, all 22 of them. They're 200 meters high. I hate them. I think it makes the landscape really terrible.
Yeah, so there's three radiations from wires. There's electric radiation, magnetic radiation, or what's called dirty electricity. So wind generators, either solar or wind generators, would generate dirty electricity. So to measure to see if it's affecting your home, you can go to greenwavefilters.com, and they have a meter that you can buy and you can actually plug into your wall, and you can tell how much dirty electricity you're getting overall. And if it's a very high number, then there's filters that actually are sold. There's two of them that are plug-in filters, and then there's three whole house filters by different manufacturers. Also, Stetzer sells a meter as well to measure those. So there's two dirty electricity meters that are the most popular. But I would first check with the meter to see how much you are getting into your home. And now there could be other sources. Your neighbor, any electronics you have in your home would also generate dirty electricity. But if it's a very high number, around 17, 18, or 1900, then the generators are probably producing some of that, if not a lot of it.
Okay, I see. And then, last time I put my cell phone on, airplane mode, go to bed, I'm going to start doing it more and more. The last time I did it, actually, there was another guest, that Deanna had on her show. That's when I put it. So I have to remember to keep putting it on airplane mode. But can I ask a question? Can Big Brother listen to the cell phone when it's on airplane mode? Like if I'm discussing something with a friend, can they come in and listen? Because I heard that people say they can listen to your cell phone even if you don't, you know, even when the battery's turned off. I don't understand that.
Yeah,
do you know anything about that?
I've heard some people say that, but if you turn airplane mode on and Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off, you always have to check to make sure Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off. Then you're completely disconnected from the network. Sometimes phones turn Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off automatically when they go to airplane mode. And if you get an update, let's say your cell company sends you an update, when you turn airplane mode on, sometimes even though it was turning it off, it doesn't turn it off anymore. So every so often, make sure airplane mode turns Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off. You always have to check that. And then when you're charging it, make sure it's off your nightstand. So my 10 things you can do, 10 ways to reduce radiation, you want to get that off your nightstand, because the charger itself produces normally electric radiation, magnetic radiation, and dirty electricity, and that can come as far as 6 to 8 feet out. So if you're charging a phone, charge it in a bathroom or on the other side of the phone, other side of the room, sorry.
Oh, I see. It really goes that far, does it? 6 to 8 feet.
6 to 8 feet from the wired radiation. So that's why
okay.
when you go into a home and you normally have wires behind the head of your bed, that electric radiation can actually come 6 to 8 feet out. And so normally we have, can you turn in, you're in Sweden, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We have 220 volts 220. Here. 220, that's
yeah,
correct.
The green wave. Yeah, the green wave meter would work, as well as the Stetzer meter would work, measuring dirty electricity. But do you have a switch that turns your outlets off in your room? You know, your plugs,
no,
the plugs in the wall?
No, I don't. Well, I have to go to the main box in the hallway
okay.
when you come in. Or outside, I have a box outside is where they put that, they install the smart meter, and, you know, we didn't have any
oh, wow.
say about it.
Sure.
Yeah, they did it about 2 or 3 years ago. But that's in a metal
sure.
box. Now, is there any way I can, if I put metal all around it, would it, like, shut it off? Is there any way you can...
A smart meter creates two types of radiation. If it's a broadcasting smart meter, it creates wireless radiation, and it creates it maybe every minute or two or every 5 minutes, telling the utility network computers, hey, I'm still a good meter, I'm still working. But then also, most people don't know, is smart meters create dirty electricity three ways. Just by it turning on, it's creating dirty electricity. Every time it sends a signal out saying, hey, I'm okay, it sends a pulse of radiation through your wires in your home. And then what it also does between midnight and about 4 or 5, it's sending the data dump for the day before, all your particular habits and what electrical appliances you used to turned on, turned off, and things like that. So what I would do is get like the green wave or Stetzer filters, and then I would get a meter, and then I'd plug the meter in and then see what it is, and I would use those plug-in filters to see if you could reduce the dirty electricity caused by that device, the smart meter.
I see. The smart meter is on the outside of the house, completely opposite where I have my bedroom now. So
right.
It's,
what it does is... When it sends out a pulse of radiation to tell the network it's still alive, and when it does the data dump, and the network could be as little as every 5 seconds or as much as every 10 minutes, but when it does that, it sends a pulse of radiation through a pulse of dirty electricity through all the wires of your home. And that's why you need, that's why I would recommend that you actually put in plug-in filters to knock that radiation down. From dirty electricity.
I see.
But you need a meter.
That leak, that link is on your website.
Yes. I have the link for the meter and for the filters, and or you can just do a Google search and to go there. And they gave me a discount of 5%. So again, I put that on my website. But as I always tell people, search the internet and wherever you can get the best price, just do that.
Okay, thank you very much for all the information.
You're welcome. Sure.
Thank you. All righty. Let's take Ken in New York. Ken?
Hi, Deanna. Hi, William. I used to repair consumer electronics when they were worth repairing. And when I started seeing microprocessors being put in televisions, for example, you know that when you push the button and you turn the set off, about a third of the power is still running, with the exception of the screen. So the button doesn't actually cut the power if it tells the microprocessor to turn off part of the set. But obviously, it has to have enough power to keep itself running so that it can interpret the button command to turn on again. So you're absolutely right when you're talking about cutting off the power after, let's say, after you're done using it for the night. But the only thing I would caution is that when don't you, for example, I use a strip next to the amplifier and the television and, you know, whatever's in the TV room. I always turn the set off first using a remote control and then kill the power, because if you kill the power while the set's running, you may end up bricking the operating system inside the set, and the next time you turn it on, it may not work anymore. It might be off in Neverland.
No, that's a great suggestion. Yes, always turn off any device that you have, as Ken had said. And then whenever you get to that point, use a power strip to cut the power completely off. So, great suggestion.
Yeah, just, and the question I would ask you now is, for almost 28 years, I had three old Uniden portable phones. I use DSL, and I keep my Wi-Fi radio turned off, and I have wiring in the house. And I got to the point where I could no longer strip from three telephones to keep working.
Oh, so yeah.
I just went out and bought I went and bought a brand new old stock. It's like NOS on eBay. You'll see that acronym used. I bought myself a brand new 25-year-old set that was new. It just happens to be a Sony. It has all the features that they have today, except it runs at 49 megahertz.
Okay.
Rather than microwave frequencies.
Sure.
And that's what I typically use for a walk-around phone.
Yeah, that's a good thing. The brand-new phones, actually the bases in the U.S., and this is mainly U.S. and Canada, even though you hang up the handset, the base will continually broadcast just like a router. So if you get an older type phone, 900 megahertz, you know, something old enough, and make sure it's not called a DECT phone, D-E-C-T. So if it's called a DECT phone, then even though you hang it up, it'll constantly broadcast like a router. And because it's a wireless phone, I would always recommend, whenever possible, when you use that phone, to use it in a speaker mode if you can. Because it'll have the same effect as a cell phone next to your head, because it's broadcasting. So if you want the advantage of a walk-around phone, you've done perfect by getting a very old one, or an older one rather, and then it's a non-DECT phone, DECT. And then, but what I would caution or recommend is that whenever possible, use it in a speaker mode.
Oh, sure. And I don't carry it around with me all the time. I only use it, for example, when I'm calling up, you know, a radio show.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then also, wherever your chargers are, make sure your chargers are 6 to 8 feet away from you normally where you stand, sit, or sleep, because there's three types of radiation that can come off the charger: electric radiation, magnetic radiation, and dirty electricity.
This one has an iron transformer in it, so I don't think that's an issue.
Wow. Okay.
Not a switching supply.
That is an older phone. Phone.
Yeah. It's brand new. It's got a caller ID. Yes, it does talk back and forth to the handset. But again, it's at 46 to 49 megahertz. And, by the way, microwave is not necessarily 1.0 gig and 2 gig. It starts at around the end of 800 megahertz. So it's really, the original microwave ovens that had large cavities are running at 915 megahertz. And the smaller the cavities go up to where the Wi-Fi frequencies are. I stopped using a microwave, by the way, almost 10 years ago.
Oh, good.
I just won't use them, and I use a convection oven. I throw them away every couple of years.
Okay.
Great.
Gentlemen, we are going
to a quick break.
Thank you, Ken. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Ken.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me.
This is Deanna, and our guest today, we're very happy to have him on the program with all of his information, is Bill Cadwallader. He is the author of Exposed: The Electronic Sickening of America and How to Protect Yourself, includes dangers of 5G and smart devices. His website is stopdirtyelectricity.com. Okay, and we do have a more questions. What about magnetic fields from the motors in an electric car or even other electric motors like hair dryers or vacuums?
Good question. Magnetic fields are one of the three radiations from wires: electric radiation, magnetic radiation, dirty electricity. And so what happens is, I actually measured a electric car recently, and they tend to have very high electric radiation, and they have higher magnetic fields in them. In my book, I talk about DDT, the new DDT, dosage, distance, and time. So the key is, what is the device putting out? What's your distance from that device, and how long are you using it? So like a hairdryer, you're not sleeping all night long with it. You're just using it for a short period of time. There are lower magnetic field hairdryers made by Chi, C-H-I. So you can go into, I think, the Ultima website or just a regular beauty supply, and you can order those. So that's what my wife uses. She has a lower EMF hair dryer, and when they talk about low EMFs, normally they're just talking about magnetic fields. So that's probably what I would do for a hair dryer. The electric, your refrigerator has a large motor, puts out huge magnetic radiation. So make sure you're not, and magnetic radiation goes out about 3 to 6 feet. Electric radiation goes out about 6 to 8. So normally what I say is be concerned about 6 to 8 feet. Then you only have to remember two numbers. So I wouldn't put a head of a bed behind a wall that has a refrigerator. I would move it to the other side and just think about maybe 3 to 6 or 6 to 8 feet for magnetic fields to get away from that. There's also electrical, like HVAC, heating, ventilating, and cooling equipment, air conditioning equipment. You have to watch out where those motors are. So if you're in a room and right outside your wall on the outside is a large motor, like an air conditioner or something like that, just make sure you're about 3 to 6 feet away from that.
Okay. Wow. All right, kitchens can be very, in fact, you should unplug anything that you're not using, like a blender, anything. If you're not using it, unplug it.
Yeah, we also, at the big box home, building supply stores, they have what they call a toggle switch. So if it's too hard to, let's say, unplug a blender because it's behind a lot of things, there's actually a little switch that you can plug into the outlet, and then you plug the blender into that, and it's lighted, and all you do is turn it on and off. So by turning it in, most people don't realize that electric radiation is like water in a hose. So let's say you turn on a faucet, it fills up that hose with water if you have a nozzle on the end and it's not open. So that water is still in the hose, and even though the water is not coming out, that's what electric radiation is like. So wires in the wall, any extension cords you plug or any appliance in the kitchen you plug in, that's still creating electric radiation on that wire. So whenever possible, we recommend that you unplug things or you put in a toggle switch so that you don't have the radiation coming from that wire coming out.
Right. Okay. We have Jerry in Chicago. Jerry?
Good afternoon, Deanna and Bill. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. I've got up to three questions here for you. About 6 years ago, they put a smart meter on my apartment, and I have a bank of my meter and four other meters right outside the door hinge of my back screen door. And I bought an EMF meter, and I happen to notice something that every 10 seconds and then every 40 seconds and then every 2 minutes, this thing pings at a very high rate on each and every one of the meters at each at separate times, which means that they're gathering information at least three times every 2 minutes. Now, I had some copper window screening, and I just kind of held it around there and had somebody hold the meter, and it killed that signal.
Hmm. Yes.
Okay, so I'm eventually going to make something that fits over all five of the meters out of copper and put it on at night Now, I had a Faraday cage years ago that I put on my meter, and I ended up burning up the meter. And the meters are approximately, I believe, $550 to $600 a pop. So they had to come out and put it on there. And they stole my Faraday cage, which cost me about $115, and acted real stupid about it. But, you know, I rewired my entire apartment, and I did a ground wire through all of the conduits. I chassis ground all of my junction boxes and whipped to the outlet and or switches, what were ever in the box, and light fixtures. Does that extra ground wire help in any way going back to the panel as far as the EMF? Because I don't notice any... with the signal on my meter when I go up near the outlets or the switches.
So there's three radiations from the wire. There's electric radiation, magnetic radiation, and dirty electricity. And then there's three radiations through the air, Wi-Fi, wireless, and Bluetooth, commonly called RF. So the what type of meter do you have? Do you remember offhand?
Oh boy, I don't remember. It was not the best. It was like the second best meter. Let me see if I got.
Okay.
Go ahead and keep talking. I'll tell you in a minute.
Yeah. Normally, that meter is measuring wireless radiation, Bluetooth, or Wi-Fi. And from those meters, you would have a wireless signal. And so, what happens is when you work with electrical wiring, then you're dealing with electric, magnetic, and dirty electricity. So your meter that's measuring wireless wouldn't change at all, but I would get two other meters to measure what's happening on your wires. One would be like a green wave meter that I mentioned before that would measure dirty electricity. And then there's also a meter, let's say like the TF2, it was the earlier one made in 1989, started is the tri-field. But if you get a TF2, then that can measure electric and magnetic radiation. So you need to measure all the three radiations on the wire, and then your other meter would measure the wireless. So you could tell if your radiation went down by using one of those other two meters. Normally, a ground wire, it depends upon how it was installed. Now, I'm not an electrician or an electrical engineer. This is just what people have told me, is a ground wire just basically makes the system work the way it's supposed to. It doesn't necessarily mean it will take lower radiation from your wires in the wall.
Okay, I grounded it just using the ground screw on every one of the boxes, and then tailed off of that. Yeah, so I mean, I ran aground only because it's a 4-unit apartment. I didn't pull a permit to redo the electric. Got fined for that, but I upgraded the electric, and when it got inspected. Electrical inspector made a comment about you don't see this kind of electrical work in nuclear power plants, so don't worry about it. As far as I'm concerned, this is the safest apartment that I've ever seen. But I have an EM Fields Acousticom 2 meter, and it measures RF radio frequency inside, outside, EM, and that's it. Apparently, I thought it did more than this.
Right. Yeah, the Acousticom is a great little meter. Yeah, that measures Wi-Fi, wireless, and Bluetooth, commonly called RF. The Acousticom 2, the big brother is called the Acoustimeter, but then you need to measure dirty electricity, magnetic radiation, and electric radiation. And for those, one meter is the TF2 that will measure magnetic and electric. It does have an RF setting, but I would use the Acousticom 2 for that. And make sure when you use it on the TF2, you never use it in the weighted position. And there's two numbers on it. There's one in the center that is large. That's the current. But then up in the top left, it's what the biggest number in the last 3 seconds. So only look at that top left number. And then whenever you measure electric, never hold it in your hand. You have to put it down and step away to measure electric.
Oh, yeah, actually three, okay.
There's three positions for the meter. So one would, let's say you're on a bed. You would put it on its back on the pillow. Then you would, this is electric only. Then you would slide it forward, and so it has a standing up. And take that reading, and then you would turn it on its side on the front of the pillow so it's pointing toward 9 o'clock. And record each of those three readings, and it's called the root mean square, which is normally you square each of those numbers and then take the square root. But here's the simple way. Just take the highest number in that pillow position and then take the second highest number, 50% of it, and add those two numbers together. And then that gives you your exposure. Now, to find the levels of these, you would go to slt.co. They're a company in Canada that sells meters, Safe Living Technologies, slt.co. And over on the right-hand side, up at the top, there's something called education. Go down about nine levels, and then it'll give you the exposure levels that you should be at. And this is what I use. They come from Germany. There's a no concern, slight concern, severe, and extreme concern. And so you want to make sure you use those numbers to see what you're doing. And then if you're on your bed, you would take nine measurements. You'd take three at the pillow, three at the torso, and three at your feet. And then you would take that highest number as your exposure. Again, the highest number you would take, let's say the pillow was the highest, you'd take the highest number, 50% of the second highest number, and add them together to get your exposure.
Okay.
But you can't hold it to do an electric field. Sure, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you very much, and you guys have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Good questions. All righty. We don't have any more callers at the present. You were talking.
Would you want me to go over the 10 things that people
yes.
can download off my website? So
yes.
we want to make sure we do solutions. So again, anyone can download this. And let me just mention, Deanna, I send these to doctors' offices throughout the U.S. So a lot of them, or a number of doctors' offices, actually have them in the front. They're a nice little trifold. It's a single page, and it has these things. 10 ways you can reduce your radiation, actually 11. And so I do that for doctors or health practitioners. That's part of my community service. They say, hey, I want 50 of them, then I'll mail it to them just so we get the message out.
Great. Okay.
And again, the digital one is what the paper one looks like. So the very first one is move all electronic devices, including chargers and clocks, as far away as possible at night to reduce radiation through the air and from the wires. So again, get everything off your nightstands. Get those as far away as possible. The second thing is always use speakerphone. Your cell phone is constantly trying to connect to a cell tower, increasing radiation. So we know you can't do it all the time, but whenever possible, use speakerphone so you're not exposed to that. The farther away, remember dosage, distance, and time. So if you're on a speaker mode, you're holding it farther away. So again, we know you can't do that all the time, but do it as much as possible. And then also the next one, number three, turn off Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and turn on airplane mode when carrying a cell phone close to your body and not in use. So that's what we talked about. Always airplane mode on and Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off. That's the best. And I have a little story with that if we have time.
Sure.
So we were at a house in Southern California, and it was actually a workshop. It was for a firefighter, and he brings out his 19-year-old son. We said, oh, wonder what this is about. He said, here's my 19-year-old son. My 19-year-old son has a hip replacement.
Oh, yes.
How can a 19-year-old How can that be? That doesn't make sense, right? You got to be 50 plus or 60 plus to have that. What he did is, as a freshman in high school, he's 19 now, he took his phone and put it in his front pocket, kept it there all 4 years. Remember, it's going off every 6 to 30 seconds. He graduated. He was hiking behind his house, jumped off a small rock, and broke his hip. Something went wrong. So they rushed him to emergency, put him off the table, the operating table, and the first thing the surgeon found, she found a huge tumor right where he carried the phone, right exactly right where it was. Then she went through the tumor. She couldn't believe her eyes. She could take her finger and stick it right through the bone. The bone yes. was completely dissolved.
I
can't prove that that cell phone caused that, but I can prove if that cell phone was not in the pocket and was put, you know, a good distance away, that that cell phone could never have caused that.
Yeah, that story was just terrible. I mean, it was...
Yeah.
19 years old. Oh, gosh.
And I just talked to someone who knew that, who knew the family. You know, he's close to him. He says mm-hmm. he's got to go in for another surgery. So now the rest of his life, he's got to deal with that. Isn't that terrible?
Yes, it is.
Wow. And then number four is remove the router from the bedroom and any living areas and turn it off when you sleep or when not using Wi-Fi. So good, better, and best solution is never use Wi-Fi. Modern Americans really can't do that. So what we say is turn Wi-Fi on when you use it and then turn it off most of the time. And then electrohealth.com has taken that Wi-Fi router. It has a push button so you can turn it off easily. And then they've also reduced the radiation when it's in Wi-Fi mode over 95%. But when you look at the router, make sure you call your internet provider to make sure that they can use that particular router in their system.
Right.
Routers produce Wi-Fi and continually create radiation. Again, when we turn off routers, make sure any critical services or safety services or security services don't go through that router if you turn your router off at night. So a lot of times what we like to do is put the Wi-Fi button in so at least you turn the Wi-Fi off. And again, you do have to watch out for Wi-Fi security systems now. So again, you sort of have to balance, you know, the good with the bad, you know, what you could do.
Right.
And then number five, replace all cordless home phones with corded landline phones. The base radiates just like a router, even when not in use. And then that's what we were talking, I think, about, I think it was Ken that talked about that he has a real old cordless phone. Any modern cordless phone, the base, even though you hang up the handset at the base, it will constantly continue to radiate like a router. So what we recommend, if you don't need a cordless phone, that you buy a phone at one of the big box stores. There's an AT&T phone, costs $24, has a speaker mode as well, so you could use it hands-free. And if you need the messaging part, you know, like a voicemail or things like that on the phone, then they sell that for about $34. And most of the big box stores have that.
That's a kind and I then have.
Good. And then on number six, turn on airplane mode with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth off when you're using a device if you don't need an internet connection, such as reading a downloaded book. So that's what you were talking about, what we recommend on Kindles and other things, to actually download that and then turn airplane mode on, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi when you
off.
Read it. And airplane mode on, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off. And I went to a Thanksgiving get-together in California, and there was a distant relative I hardly ever see, and he came up to me at this Thanksgiving get-together, and he said, "I don't know if you know, but I had an abdominal tumor." I said, "Abdominal tumor?" He says, "Yeah, it's all taken care of now," but he was wondering if his tablet had caused that. I said, "I'm not sure. How did you use it?" Every night, he got into bed. He laid in bed and put the tablet right on his stomach without turning anything off. So every 6 to 30 seconds, he was getting irradiated, and you can guarantee he's not doing that anymore.
Right.
And I think you talked about doing that yourself. Now, there's a whole side of this that I haven't mentioned, is it has to do with the blue lights from the screen.
Right.
Have you heard about the damaging that blue light can do?
Yes, I have glasses. I have about 6 pair of glasses around the house that I can put on for watching TV or watch any screen. If you're in front of a screen, you need to wear a pair of these glasses.
Right, and there's a number of people. Yeah, there's a number of people who sell it. There's one in Carlsbad, California, called Raw Optics, R-A, and then the word optics. But again, get any of those glasses that would work, and to cut that blue light out. That's a whole nother issue with all our new screens.
The other
thing, and then number 7.
Yes. That I do with my iPad, I don't put it on my body at all. I've kind of wrapped up a towel, and I put the iPad. I set it up against a towel so that it's probably a foot away from me. Just
for, yeah. You mean when
I'm actually reading it.
Yeah, again, once you have airplane mode on and Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off, it's pretty safe for most people, so it shouldn't be a problem. If someone wants to use an iPad to download the internet or do things like that, then what we recommend is they use it a minimum amount of time. And then the other thing is that they actually sell solutions on you can actually hardwire your phone and tablets now. So there's connections that go from the phone or tablet to a USB, and then from there to the internet. So if someone really wants to cut it down while they're surfing the internet, you can actually use that. You would need a plug-in for an Ethernet as well, though. Mm-hmm. So we do have clients who actually do that, who hardwire their phones at home and hardwire their tablets. So, you know, when I go out, we have a good, better, and best solution. So that would be the best solution. A lot of people can't do it. So what we have them is try to minimize their time on the phone, on a tablet. And if they can get a desktop with a wired mouse and a wired keyboard that you talked about, that's very important. And then turn Bluetooth and Wi-Fi off on that, on that particular desktop. And then 7, we say leave the room when you use a microwave. If you still have a microwave, the farther you move, the less radiation you'll receive and reduce overall microwave use as a whole. And on my website and YouTube channel, I have Step Away from the Microwave. So it's sort of a dramatic video. I play that video when I speak, and I just show how far you need to get away. And I always recommend that watch out for your pets. So where are your pets when the microwave is on? But more important, that's important. And also, where is your pet cat or dog? Are they close to the router all day long? Are they sleeping there? Are they near a smart TV? Are they near a wireless devices? They're getting bombarded by these particular devices now. So think, besides yourself, think about where your pets are too, and try to turn things off to protect them as well, or move them a greater distance away. Very, very important. There's more cancer now in pets than there's ever been. And I can't prove it's Wi-Fi, wireless, or Bluetooth, or some of the other radiation, but it is interesting. It's at an all-time high.
Right.
And then number 8, avoid...
Pets, pets never used to get cancer. The only thing that they used to get was if they got hit or something like that. They didn't get human diseases. Now they're getting diabetes. They're getting all kinds of human diseases.
Right. And there's a doctor, actually, dirty electricity. I often get asked, out of these 6 radiations, electric radiation, magnetic radiation, dirty electricity from the wires, and Wi-Fi, wireless, and Bluetooth, commonly called RF, through the air, which is the worst? There are studies that show all of this is bad. And there is a doctor called Magda Havas, who's a doctor up in Canada. And she showed are you familiar with her?
Yes.
And she showed that with the dirty electricity, if it's above 32 on the meters, then actually in certain people, their blood sugar can actually increase. It actually gets worse.
Wow.
So, yeah. So again, we're just trying to reduce all of this as much as possible, reduce or eliminate.
Right.
So number eight, avoid using portable electronic devices on your lap. We had talked about that, and turn all electronics off when not in use. Use them in battery mode and not plugged in and charging. And again, what I'm reading right now is on our website, so you can download this for free. And if you do use a laptop, if you use something, I'll wait till after the break.
Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Bill Cadwallader. His website is StopDirtyElectricity.com. He is the author of Exposed, the Electronic Sickening of America, and How to Protect Yourself. So we have about 3 minutes. So let's get through these 10.
Yeah, we're almost done. And I just want to let people know these are precautionary steps you can take today with little or no cost. There are advanced solutions. So find a certified electromagnetic radiation specialist in your area and get an EMF home audit and remediation. And the way you find them is you go to a search engine and just type in find an expert building biology. And then a list of experts will come up. So, and then there are advanced solutions dealing with shielding if someone has an outside source that they can't deal with, you know. So number eight, avoid using portable electronic devices on your lap and turn all electronics off when not in use. Use these in battery mode and not plugged in and charging. So whenever possible, use your devices in battery mode. And if you're searching the internet, then keep them as far away as possible. And number nine, never use a Bluetooth wireless earpiece or wireless headphones. They generate radiation even when not on a call or playing music. They constantly generate. And I didn't mention smartwatches, but smartwatches are one of the worst things that happen. So you got that on your wrist, it's constantly going off. You know, things like fitness devices on your wrist, and they're going off every 6 to 30 seconds, and it's very close to you. So we recommend you don't wear those. If you have to wear them for fitness, then wear them for 1 hour a day, and then the other 23 hours, don't wear them. And number 10, determine if you have a new electrical utility smart meter with a digital display, and if you can, opt out of those. And then finally, the baby monitor. We recommend that you do not use a baby monitor. If you use one, it must be measured to determine if there is a safe distance for both the parent and baby. And if you go out to techwellness.com, their baby monitor is completely safe. And I'm sure there's other ones out there, so you can start there if you need one. So those are the 10 things you can actually download from our website.
And they're all listed in the book with...
Listed in the book with over 30 additional pages. Actually, where you sleep, we have over 20, we have 24 things you can do to make your bedroom safer. And most of these are just 1 or 2 or 3 minute type solutions. So that's what we try to do.
And something that you said earlier, when we're talking about meters or, you know, spending $300 or $400 for meters, if you need to have that many in your home, you have to ask yourself, is $300 or $400 worth the cost? Is my health worth more than $300 or $400? You really have to look at compare. What is your body worth? Getting cancer or something can cost you your life. Or several thousand dollars out of pocket. You need to really make those comparisons. See where your values are, right?
Exactly right. Thanks for mentioning that. I sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. It's such an honor to have you on the program, and thank you for presenting all this fabulous information. Bless you for doing this. Thank you so much.
And thanks for having me to get this most important information on this topic out to people where they can do their own solutions.
All righty. We'll have to do this again. Okay. Thank you, Bill.
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Thank you, Deanna.
Bye-bye.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.